Healers and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community. Welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, life coach, speaker, author, trainer, musician, singer, songwriter, friend, podcast facilitator, ready to give you the best of what I've learned, earned, and returned in the past. I don't know how many decades I've been doing this, but man, am I loving this journey. The journey is the destination, and I'm ready to give to you, ready to serve to you, ready to just explode with passion. Because this is a show where we help you claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible. So ultimately, you can show up, grow up, enhance, advance, upgrade, and update to be the best version of yourself on a consistent basis, giving you the best of yourself with so much love and power and passion and compassion. All your skills, all your gifts just exploding, giving away to the many people around you because we are better for having you showed up as a better version of yourself, because ultimately, when you do that, you then inspire others to do the same. So thank you for joining us on this podcast. It is an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be a part of your life and for yours to be a part of ours. So thank you. What's going on, Cam? How you doing?
Doing very, very well. Looking forward to this episode.
I think we've done a few episodes like similar to this title.
Yeah.
But it's you know what? It is a constant reminder for me. I constantly have to remind myself of this particular component of life that is so, I oftentimes get caught up in life and I'm like, oh, things aren't happening as fast, or I'm not moving. Oftentimes it's not moving in the way or the speed at which you want it to. You know, I remember a quote saying, patience is working on God's timing, not yours, right? So it's not always up to you, but sometimes you just need to understand that whatever obstacle or problem that shows up in your life, you know, whatever's in your way then becomes your way.
Yeah, I think the hardest part is when something's in your way or there's a big obstacle in front of you, that's when it's the most difficult to readjust and to know. Because like you said, you have to constantly remind yourself. And I think that's because once you're in a really tough spot, it's really hard to see the good. It's like covered in garbage. And it's like, where is the bright side of all of this?
Yes. Whoa.
That was intense. That was my bass. going off. Okay. A little Star Wars figurine just fell off the speaker because it was so hot. But yeah, I've honestly forgot what I was saying because of that.
You know what? I'm just going to pull something up really quickly because I want to I won't be able to do it from this position here, but I can tell you right now, I'm in a position right now in my particular life. The reason why I want to do a podcast like this is not only the person that's listening to this is actually me. Because I was reading something and I'm like, wow, I literally re-triggered, reframed my current situation with it being a very busy time in my life right now, very, very trying time, very challenging time with so much on my plate right now. Like I won't get into details, but we've all been through periods where we're just like, we're being pulled in many different directions, and then we're kind of just anticipating, oh my gosh, by this date, this project will be done, or this thing will be done in my life, and I'll get to move on. But in reality, it's while you're in it, that's when you're growing the most, right? You want it to be done, but at the end of the day, it's when you're working out, when the muscles are breaking down, when it hurts the most, and then the next day you're hurting, oh, I'm sore, and then you're growing when you're resting. Right? So it's when you're in it and you're being challenged, life challenges, and you're pushed against life, the life weights that God inevitably gives to us as gifts, not as crisis. As you know, I like to say the gift of crisis. Oftentimes we have to remember that's the weight, that's the life weight we push against to sculpt our character, sculpt our souls. And I often say that to a lot of people. Just remember, this particular situation is not against you. It's actually for you for a particular reason. It's here to teach you a lesson. It's here to, you know, it's anytime challenges like this come into my life, people that are listening to this podcast, here's what I want you to do. If you're going through a particular challenge in life that you feel like you have no control over, just know this. I want you to repeat to yourself this thing. What virtue am I practicing? Can I practice to learn and master this particular virtue? It could be patience. It could be flexibility. It could be creativity. It could be compassion. It could be passion. It could be character. It could be courage. It could be faith. Whatever virtue you're looking at, that particular challenge is sharpening a particular virtue in life that you need to learn. In fact, instead of judging your circumstances, maybe perhaps looking at your circumstances as an opportunity to practice a virtue like love, like patience, like perseverance, like creativity. Whatever it might be for you, come up with something, come up with a greater meaning, and the obstacle or whatever's in your way then becomes the very springboard or launch pad for you to grow, for you to go to the next level, for you to make the upgrade that you need to make in order to achieve the success and happiness and fulfillment that you so desire, that everyone desires at some level. And I think I have to be reminded of that, because I'm going through with the death of my mom and taking care of all of her stuff. That, you know, they say that usually takes about a whole year to organize and to basically do all the estate stuff and selling this and selling that, get going to the banks and taxes. It's crazy. Like, I'm overwhelmed, as well as my siblings as well. And on top of that, I've got my business. I've got everything I'm doing now. My kids are a lot busier than they've ever been. My wife is busier than she's ever been. I'm busier than I've ever been. And I'm doing all these other things, being pulled in many different directions. And the virtue I'm practicing is calmness, is patience, is to be more present with whatever challenges here, rather than just stacking all the things I need to do today. I'm like, what's important right now in this moment? The acronym for WIN, one of my original mentors used to say, is WIN, WIN, is what's important now. What can I do now in this moment? What's the most important thing now that I can do? And once I get focused in on that one thing, then I start to steamroll, gain momentum. My focus sort of gets magnified like through a magnifying glass, like the sun. And I'm able to take care of certain things with much more clarity and calmness. And I'm certainly learning that. I'm learning strength and fortitude during the toughest times. And I think as I move through this, I think I'm going to look back on it maybe a day or a week or a month or a year and go, wow, that was a trying time. But man, did I grow so much. And I've said that many different times, but when you're in it, you can't see the picture when you're in the picture frame. You can't smell your own bad breath. Someone's got to point it out to you, or you have to be out of the actual circumstance to realize how much of a gift it actually was. But during the time, you're not seeing it as such. But I choose in those moments when I get down, this is making me more. It's not just this too shall pass. This will make me more. This is making me more. This is the life weight. This is the emotional weight. This is actually increasing and enhancing my emotional and spiritual metabolism. We have a physical metabolism, right? How do we increase our metabolism? By exercise, by eating healthy. Well, how do I increase our emotional and spiritual metabolism? What do we do? Our exercise is exercising and pushing against those challenges. Whatever obstacles in our way becomes the way. Whatever's in your way, you got to push against it, go around it, go through it, figure out creative ways to go through it, around it, under it, over it, whatever you got to do. And that very, very obstacle, that very, very thing that's in your way then becomes your way. And it becomes, again, a launching pad for you to skyrocket, to send your life into another dimension, another universe, so you can be the best version, so you can live your dreams, so you can live passionately, you can exude as much growth and love and compassion onto this world that is so well needed in this world. Because our internets, the news stations, the radio stations, are bombarded by news about how bad it is. And it is bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not denying that. But we need people like you that are listening to this show to spread the message, to give of yourself the best of what you've got and what you've been given, because you have gifts, you've got abilities. And if you and I were talking in one-on-one, I'd love to hear about how great your life is or how hard your life is, and how we could work together to make the world better. And that's why we're doing this podcast. So any thoughts there, Cam?
Yeah.
I know, I said a lot there.
No, it's great. I always like to look at the opposite as well, to give some perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, what if we didn't have any of these issues or obstacles or challenges or whatever, or problems? Like, what if we didn't? Mm-hmm. I remember when Tony Robbins, in his movie on Netflix there, when he said, if my mother was the woman that I wanted her to be, I wouldn't be the man that I'm proud to be right now. You know? So many people, they hate their problems, yet his perspective is, say thank you to your problems. Look back and be like, wow, look at the perspective I gained from all of this. And I like to think that way too, because sure, I've been through some really hard times, but when I look back, when I look in the mirror and I see the person that I am today, I would not go back. you know, whatsoever. And that's the first thing I have to tell somebody when they have this big issue, that they just want to disidentify with. They want to repress it. They want it not to be the way. It's like, this is not me. This isn't my path. I just tell them, like, look at what that created in you. It created like this inner drive, this energy, this kindness, whatever it might be. So I always like to look at the bright side of what's happened in the past. And I think with that perspective, it makes future obstacles, turning those future obstacles into triumphs. It makes that a lot easier because you've done it before, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? We here, your greatest teachers are the people, are those challenges that are the people around you that are challenging you the most. Just like Tony Robbins says, you know, often you might not like your mom or your dad or your sister, or your brother or your ex-boyfriend or your ex-whatever, or your boss, but they are teaching you something. They are teaching. In fact, I remember that interview with a bunch of CEOs, and they were asked about having bad bosses, and they all said they had bad bosses, but they all agreed those bad bosses taught me a lot about grit, about patience, about, okay, they're teaching me not what to do, what I wouldn't do, but they're certainly teaching me about, wow, there's some things I need to learn in myself. I wouldn't do it that way, but I respect. They're obviously got to their level for a reason, and the reason why they are very successful in their position. But I think what we have to realize and understand that every problem, every situation, every person that is brought into our life is serving our evolution. Just as some of my greatest teachers, although I have had some great mentors and authors and speakers that I deeply, deeply honor and respect, it's to those who challenge me the most daily that in my daily interactions that are become my greatest teachers. You know, as Lao Tzu said in his great book, the Tao Te Ching, 2,500 years ago, this wisdom is just, you could read it in a day and, you know, master, it'll take you a lifetime to master. And he's talked about how is not a good person, but a bad man's teacher, is not a bad person, but a good man's responsibility. And so if we start to look at life that way, that certain people are brought into our life, certain situations are brought into our life, what are we learning? How can we use this as an advantage, not as a complete debilitator, if that's even a word? And how can we rise, use the actual obstacle in front of us, use what's in front of us to strengthen us? And I think that's what it comes down to, that when you start to shift your perception about what this obstacle means in your life, then magical things start to happen. But if you continue to commiserate about how bad your life is, or all this obstacle's here, I'm being punished for it, then that becomes your truth. And then that starts to show up in your life, and then the whole life will reflect that. So start seeing the way, what's in your way, becoming your way by shifting your mindset, reframing, just like phenomenal example you gave about Tony Robbins. And I've had that in my life too. People have been sent in my life and are like, wow, man, I wouldn't want to have this person in my life. But man, as I reflect on it, those people taught me a lot about myself, and they taught me character. They taught me patience. They taught me love. They taught me, you know, I think it was Ram Dass who said, if you think you're so enlightened, spend a month with your in-laws. I thought, wow, what a great way. Oh, fortunately, I've got amazing in-laws, so I wouldn't mind spending a month with them. But the point is, whatever's in your way becomes your way. Make the shift, make the upgrade. So we love you, the fact that you're on the show. Queen, we love you on Instagram, and all the other people that are on Instagram, Facebook, and joining in on iTunes passively, or wherever you are. Give us a 5-star response or rating. Make a comment. Ask questions. We'd love to hear from you. And we really hope we are driving your life into a new dimension, and you are experiencing love at the most bountiful and limitless levels possible through this podcast and through the love we give to you here. So thank you for joining us to your continued upgrade and evolution. Live it up with power, purpose, and passion. God bless, guys.